Steve Alley, launching Sputnik for the soundtrack to Music from New York in the 50s, here on Deep Threes. Erwin and his quintet began our set Lost in the Wind while trying to lead ordinary lives. Then the Prospectors arrive, escorted by Johnny Greenwood, for the 2007 P.T. Anderson drama There Will Be Blood on the Hands of Oil Thieves, rolling the golden newsreel produced by Anubis Jr. Nottingham's Marikat stayed at a motel and heard 2014's Somniloquy. Kang Din Ray introduced us to his son for Solon's Ark. We were caught up in the weather behind the rain with Argentine saxophonist Gato Barbieri and 1967's Caliente. And our time machine drifted all the way back to 1957 for Charles Mingus's Bounce from a modern jazz symposium of music and poetry. The name of the show is Deep Threes. My name is Jay. I hope you enjoyed the show just as much as I enjoyed bringing it to you. I leave you with Brock Van Way. Than to ever have lived it all from home. You can check out playlists and show archives on the website d3s.fm. Until next time, thanks for listening.
is bird note. Safety is everything for birds during breeding season, be it of the eggs, the chicks, and even the mother, so nests must be well hidden. In fact, nests often blend in so well with the background that they're very difficult to see. But do birds deliberately choose materials that camouflage their nests? To find out, a team of biologists from the University of St. Andrews in Scotland studied male zebra finches, tiny Australian songbirds with smoky gray heads, stubby red beaks, orange cheeks, and black and white tails. Peaceful and friendly, they are popular both for research and as pets. The scientists wallpapered the finches' cages with one color of paper. Then, they gave the birds two differently colored materials to build their nests. For the most part, the finches chose to build with materials that matched the walls of their cages. But many of the zebra finches also used small amounts of materials that weren't the same color as the walls. This suggests that the birds may have a second way to hide their nests, disruptive camouflage. The small pieces of nesting material that don't match the wallpaper break up the nest's visual outline, so it is less likely to catch a predator's eye. Safety, it turns out, can sometimes be found in plain sight. For BirdNote, I'm Mary McCann.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia.